Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Cosmo, the first head.
I'm Dane, the jazzercise head.
I get it. You'll get it soon. It makes sense. Two-Headed Game Master is a podcast about writing, designing, running, and playing role-playing games, where we discuss our favorite hobby, share our thoughts with you, and play some games sometimes. What's up this time?
I think I should have been the Jane Fonda head, right? She did jazzercising? No? I just looked it up. Who's the jazzerciser?
I don't know. Okay. If you didn't correct yourself, I was going to say, yeah, you're definitely right. She invented jazzercising, and I bet...
Maybe she did.
Yeah. I bet no one who's listening was going to say boo about it, right or wrong.
We need listeners to say boo first. Okay, so jokes aside, today... we are discussing how your brain is a muscle, too. And stretching it to warm up before you use it is a good idea, we think.
Yeah.
So, role-playing exercises.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a muscle. It's a different type of tissue, but, yeah.
All right, you should have been the fucking...
Apparently, it burns a lot of calories like a muscle.
Or like should have been the pedantic does. Head.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, pedantry. It's fun. It's something different, but you can treat it as if it were, sort of, and, I mean, you're not going to hurt anything.
But you might, actually. Don't try too hard. Anyways, so, yeah. Role-playing exercises, yeah. So like warm-ups, before you start role-playing.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today. So we're going to, you know, talk about cold start, coming in cold.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're talking about warming up so you're not cold. Then, like, using the backstory and downtime of the actual fiction of, like, your game.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you don't have to. So we're going to talk about other methods of practice.
What if you do something different? So, coming in cold, I guess, is the exercise metaphor is very apt. Like, if you just jumped right into strenuous physical activity, you get hurt. You could, you know, you can pull muscles, you cramp. It's bad. There's a reason why anyone who does any sort of, you know, serious sports stuff takes a second and warms up.
And not just like, oh, you might hurt yourself. I mean, you know, talking about the brain-wise here, probably not. But
no.
you're not going to get your peak performance.
You're not going to twist your brain. Ouch.
But about peak performance and, like, you know, getting the most out of it is...
Which is the better? Yeah, you're not going to hurt yourself by role playing not as good as you could, but you're also not going to role play as good as you could, and that's kind of the point.
Yeah, because like the way that like our sessions start with our group is, you know, well, first off, usually people are a little bit late, you know, to starting time, but that's okay. That's why we.
It's fine, yeah. If you're communicating.
And then, you know, once everybody gets there, it's like as people trickle in, it's like, oh, hey, what's been up with you? Oh, a funny story on the way over here, or et cetera, right?
Yep.
A couple of minutes of that. Then, like, all right, let's sit down, start to play. Okay, well, like, let's refresh on where we are, what happened last time, you know, a little discussion about what we're going to do today. All right, let's get into it. And then it's kind of like, you know, well, trying to use the exercise metaphor, but I went straight to cars. It's like, you know, you're not doing so good at changing gears, right? You know, you're like, you're missing the...
You're grinding it.
You're grinding it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I have this in my inventory from last time, et cetera.
And there's some stuff that we're doing... Specifically us in our group, in our session, like the ship's log that one of your characters is keeping. It's it helps with the, like, what we did last time part, mm-hmm. but it's still, like, at its best, it's something for the other players to listen to. They're not participating in it, mm-hmm. really.
And they hardly even listen to it.
Well, they were there. What do they need to hear a log for?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We all always remember with perfect clarity yes. everything that happened last session, even if last session accidentally was 2 months ago.
Yeah. So mixed results on that one. But that is kind of what we're talking about. Like, you know, if we're going to spend the time to refamiliarize ourselves with, like, you know, our characters in the world via, like, a log, mm-hmm. being a little bit more intentional about it could help lessen that, like, jarring first 15, 20 minutes of role-playing where, like, people are getting back into character, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, you just came from your, you know, lives on Saturday morning where you, like, walked your dog and read an article about something awful, probably.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, switch from real life into, like, imagination land. So it takes a little bit. I mean, yeah. Thinking about this episode and, like, you know, trying to prepare some material and whatever, it's like, I noticed that it's definitely a thing that you have to work to get into the headspace, right? It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This character.
I've also noticed, just, like, on my part, being the current game master of our group, is, like, I don't address characters at first because I kind of feel this. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel that the group is not in that gear yet. So for the first bit, I'm saying it as if it, like, you know, didn't actually happen to you guys. I'm talking as if it... I'm reminding you what happened to some characters that, you know, you're familiar with, but you're not occupying yet. And I talk about it in terms... In sort of like a, you know, bookkeeping kind of way of this is where we are and these are the things that are still outstanding in a table talk way where I'm speaking directly to the players. I'm not speaking as, like, the game world to the characters until we get going a little bit usually. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can kind of just feel when we're not into it or when not everyone is, you know, locked into that yet.
Right, when we're still warming up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. An intentional period of warming up is, you know, what we're talking about next.
Yeah, because, and so, like, to really put this in role-playing context, like, think about session zeros. Those are warm-ups for, like, the entire campaign or adventure or whatever.
Yeah.
Where, like, you guys... characters.
Your game master gives you, like, prompts.
They get brought together, yeah. And, like, you know, how did your character, you know, player A and this. Player B, how did they meet?
And, like, and kind of before you are playing as your character, you're talking about your character as if they're, mm-hmm. you know, as if they're real and they've done stuff. And they're like, I think they are, you know, they feel this way and they've come from this. And essentially what we're saying is, yeah, why do that only once?
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to warm up. It's just talking about it and, you know, getting used to the idea of making decisions for this character and then being like, you know, A leads to B and it's like, okay, so, like, they're going to think about it this way and, like, oh, yeah, 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 that's right. You know, they have beef with this group or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just, yeah, refreshing those neurons that you drank away last night. and, like, obviously it's not going to work and, like, you don't have to have a session zero every single time before a session, right? Because then mm-hmm. that's, like, kind of two sessions. But so, like, a miniature session zero.
Yeah.
Something like, oh, you know, we left... last time, or we ended the session last time of, like, we completed the mission at the spooky ruins,
yeah,
and we're traveling back to town to turn in the quest, mm-hmm. or whatever, right?
And we've, in in past episodes, we've advocated for, like, skipping boring stuff if you've got no gameplay for it. So we're not saying, I don't feel like we're walking that back, but, like, you know, you don't need to play. You don't need to play the walk back to town, right. But you can, like,
discuss it.
You can be like, you guys are going back to town. In that sort of interim, you know, anything in character prompt some in character stuff. Like, don't gamify that walk back to town that doesn't need
don't
to be
play it,
gamified.
But talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it, or talk about, like, you know, what your character is thinking or feeling after this dungeon. Sometimes dungeons are scary, or depending on, like, the tone of the game you're going for. Is it like Darkest Dungeon, where everyone comes out, you know, with PTSD and fucking, you know, or if the tone is different than that, whatever. Whatever is appropriate for the tone of your thing. Do a little scene, prompt a little scene, instead of, like, oh, well, we got a hex crawl back to base, back to town. Well, don't do that, but get a little something out of that time.
Yeah, just a few sentences and being like, yeah, my character, they're really interested in, like, the weapon that they picked up in the dungeon. Mm-hmm. And, like, they go over it and, like, oh, hey, what's this thing? Or, like, does this relate to that or whatever? Or, you know, the game master can prompt some questions about, like, all right, who makes dinner for everybody, or, you know, what do you do during,
that's pretty good,
you know, set, I think. Camp set up and tear down,
because, like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, domestic camp stuff that, you know, gets glossed over, like, you set up camp. A pretty classic session zero is, like, you know, you meet in a tavern, or not, that's usually the first session, but the session zero is, like, building up to when we start. You know, you guys are gonna have already met or be meeting, you know, like, in the tavern scene. And that's usually an opportunity for just some, like, free-form role-playing. But the thing is, there's, like, micro-versions of that all the time, because you do, like, you know, most RPGs, even if they're, like, sci-fi or cyberpunk, whatever, there's breaks, like, you spend the night somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So there's opportunity there to be, like, who makes, you know, what do you do in camp? You know, who makes a fire? And they're like, okay, I sit over here and clean my gun, and I don't talk to anybody because my character's a, you know, a grouchy, strong and silent type. Okay, like, you're role playing now.
And then
that's good.
Somebody gets to, like, yes and that, and be like, well, I'm gonna go bother you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't leave you alone. I like, you know, sit down and clean my weapon, but, like, barely. I'm just really talking to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I don't answer any of the questions.
And then someone else is like, oh, I, you know, I cook something. They're like, okay, so what do you have? And then they're looking at their character sheets, they're engaging with, you know, the gameplay mechanics a little bit. What do you have in inventory as far as rations, or what role am I maybe gonna, you know, have you try to, like, see, are you trying to make dinner good, or are you just gonna, like,
yeah, there can be some light rolling, right?
Heat up a can of beans.
Nothing like life or death. Like, you know, this is using the, like, downtime that would be just glossed over to, like, kind of warm up. It's not like, oh, well, if you don't put somebody on watch, I'm gonna have bandits attack
then I'm
you.
I'm gonna kill you.
Because that's playing the game.
And yeah,
it's no longer warm up.
I wouldn't punish or penalize anything in this phase, but I might give you a little treat for a good idea or fun participation. You might, you know, earn a little
something.
Yeah, a little inspiration bonus from that. But I wouldn't, yeah, like what you said, I wouldn't be like, well, nobody's doing anything and nobody set a watch, so, you know, goblins come and kill you. That's not fun. That's not the point of this.
That's no longer warming up.
Yeah.
So we're just, the warm-up with, like, using, like, the downtime and, like, what you've already created is just a way to use kind of, like, the empty space or the spaces that get glossed over. Like, obviously, you know, in D&D they have all these downtime rules about, like, oh, you can train with an artisan or a, you know, a guild member, and you can do this, and, like, you can go looking for a magical items broker once a downtime or some bullshit like that. I forgot all the rules. But we're not talking about that, because that's, that is like playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, talking about like, you know, if you usually cut travel scenes, which we're still recommending, right? If there's no point.
Yeah. If there's no playing it. If there's no game to play except you're like, you know, rolling resource dices or whatever. Unless that is the point of the type of game you're playing, then yeah, we generally advocate for like fast forwarding through.
Right. But you can pause for a second during that fast forward and do a couple lines of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
No need to get nitty-gritty about the rules. Just what your characters talk about on the way home or something like that. Which, of course, you know, is nice when there's those spaces. But, like, you know, sometimes if you don't follow 2HGM's recommendation and you, like, have to pick up a combat, you know, from session to session, or, you know, it's boom right after the, you know, this next big thing happens, or like we stopped right before the climax and the big bad revealed himself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you don't have those downtime spaces to use as a warm up, but like you could also explore your character's backstory, which rarely in our experience gets explored.
You could do a you could flash back to that before you resume the combat.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Well, like, start of the third Lord of the Rings flashes all the way back to, you know, Sméagol killing his friend and stealing the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we know that when Two Towers left off, there's a bunch of stuff, bunch of big important stuff about to happen, right? But instead of, you know, jumping into that cold, they start that movie with a little, hey, you know, remember this guy? Well, here's a little bit more context about him.
You know, if you have it in your backstory that you killed your best friend for a birthday present, you know, you could play out that scene,
as a game master, you could ask your players about stuff like that, prompt a little bit of that to...
Because you know how it's going to end. You're going to kill this guy, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's not a question of, oh, do I need to roll for it or any of that. It's just like, explain what happened.
Yeah. As if just you're telling a story. And it's, you know, it's very low stakes. You don't have to roll for anything. And it's just a moment for you to try and get into that. And then hopefully that achieves the, you know, the desired effect of putting the player and hopefully the rest of the players at the table kind of in the right headspace. And then you'd be like, okay. So, you know, for some reason that was like going through your head right now really vividly, and then suddenly, like, ooh, whoosh, an arrow whizzes by your head, and you remember, hey, you're in the middle of a fight. It's your turn. You know. Warm-up into the intense role-playing, or the, you know, the real gameplay.
The point is to spend intentional time, because you're probably going to need some time to adjust anyways.
Yeah.
So being very intentional about it, and then, like, you know, if you're doing the flashback thing, like, you know, each player gets, you know, like a 2-minute, you know, story that they get to tell or whatever about their character, and kind of just, you know, gets everybody thinking about it. And like other ways to do this, right? If you don't like the, you know, backstory thing. Because, like, I don't know, that one's kind of hard, and also is kind of, like, separates everybody into their own little world, right? Like, I like the idea of using, like, downtime or, like, that travel time, because you get to interact and start riffing with your fellow players. Because, like, you know, people coming into session are probably not thinking about the same things, right? You know, person A is thinking about, like, the chores that they got to do after, or, like, just did, or half-assed because they had to get to role-playing. And then, like, you know, person B is thinking about, like, what they're going to eat afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Other plans.
Right, so, you know, having an interaction between the players kind of as a warm-up gets you all feeling each other out. I'm like, you know, what headspace are you in today?
And,
like,
sinks that drift.
Sinks that drift, right? So, using, like, the downtime or, like, travel time is better than just, like, having each person tell a little story about what happened to their character in the past. Which leads us to, like, you know, just in general, role-playing exercise, they don't have it. Necessarily, they don't have to do... Fuck. They don't necessarily have to do... Nailed it. With, like, your game and session and campaign. They can just be little fun games, like improv games.
So this is what I... When we first were... And you were typing out this outline, we were first talking about it, I was afraid this was, like, the main thrust of what you were saying, and that you were going to make me do these all the time, because I still feel... like, I hate them. And I don't know. To do silly little improv games, especially in a situation where, like, nobody's going to judge you about it if everyone's doing it, but I still feel like, I don't like this. It's embarrassing. And I don't know what changed at what point for me where, like, I don't feel that way about the actual role-playing. But... all that being said, you don't have to do it, like, in character or even, like, in session. You could just do a quick little, some sort of, I'm having trouble remembering an improv game to name.
One of the ones that we played at our high school a lot was, like, Bus Stop or whatever the fuck that was called. And, like, you know, that one you could actually use... like material from the campaign, so like you know you
that's
could
true. Yeah,
you could pretend to be your character at a bus stop
or like one of the bad guys you fight,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Do a little, yeah, taking turns at the bus stop type of game, and
right, or just you know some simple yes and stuff. You know, like the classic one is like you know one sentence story or whatever the one that one's called.
Yeah, go around in one word each to. Until you've
make a sentence
said
right?
something yeah and as relevant or not relevant to you know the actual session, the campaign, your characters, as you feel like making it.
Yeah, I think that's whatever way you do it is I think cool.
Yeah.
And it's really beneficial for two reasons, right? The first reason is it gets your own juices flowing.
I think that's the main thing is, like, even if it's not in character, in part of the story role-playing, what you're doing is you're getting everyone out of what you were talking about in the beginning, that like, 10 minutes of shooting the shit, and then a recap, and then that, like, crunchy gear grinding of actually getting back into... You're mitigating that by, because whatever anyone was thinking about or doing before they got there, you're like, well, you're leaving that behind. Maybe we're not jumping right into playing yet, but we're doing this instead. And then from that, you go into playing, hopefully smoother, because whatever you've been doing has been priming the pump for...
Because role-playing is... a game and a social interaction, I think. And for me specifically, like, it's really helpful because, like, either, you know, meeting up with a friend or just any sort of social interaction, like, the first little bit is a little bit, like, awkward. It's like, ugh. So many things have, you know, happened, you know, since we last saw each other. Maybe it was just even yesterday, but it's like, I mean, like, I don't even know what to talk about yet.
Start with something boring, like, how you been? And, you know, nothing's going to progress until someone's like, oh, well, you know.
I was thinking, all right, what about this article the other day.
And start an actual conversation and not a, like, a recitation of events and, you know, because that, like, that's how we all start. And that is conversation. That is human interaction. But it's also, you know, boring. And it's not the fun thing that you came there to do.
And so then that second benefit is especially for, like, group warm-ups, is it gets you, you know, that social interaction again, but, like, you get to feel out where other people are at, you know, at that point in time, at that session. It's like, you know, people have different moods and, you know, have been living their lives since the last time you saw them at session, so, like, You know, you get to, you kind of feels like, oh, okay, so like we're in a kind of, you know, kill everything mood today. That's okay. You know,
or we're in a silly mood, or we're like, mm-hmm. oh, you're fully committed, like you're in character, and this is about, today's going to be about like dramatic lore. Resolution to mm-hmm. big important things. You could get some sense of that through. Right.
You get to sink that drift
through. Through judging and experiencing everyone else's participation in a little bit of, you know, warm up exercise.
So that's our thoughts on the matter.
Yeah.
any closing thoughts, Cosmo?
Just that I hadn't really thought about it before we started, you know, preparing this, and now I'm like, yeah. 'Cause in, you know, partially for, you know, the sake of the log that we were talking about earlier, but also partially for like some housekeeping reasons. We usually jump a day or two in and like actually put a timestamp on that mm-hmm. In the campaign that we're currently running. And now I'm thinking that like, yeah, I should be doing a little bit more with that specifically in service of this. 'Cause like I say, yeah, it's been 2 days. That gives us, you know, time for you to like have in character digested what happened last session, and also like some people can go back to the ship, some people whatever, because there's a roster of like interchangeable characters in this campaign, so I want it to make reasonable sense that like some people could be different places and explain the fact that maybe you're playing a different character this week, or that, you know, one of the players isn't here mm-hmm. when they were here last week. That sort of thing. There's been plenty, there's been this like slot waiting for something to be plugged into it that I haven't been using, and that is this, to be like, okay, we did that kind of a big deal for like lore, like psychic flashback episode session a couple weeks ago, and mostly I was just setting up the next session, but I should have maybe taken some time to, one, get you guys into the role-playing mindset, but also, like, remind about what happened last time. Like, so what are you thinking about based on what you experienced last time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we prompted some role-playing and also prompted some, like, hey, remember this, which I didn't do. But the opportunity has been there. And so I think, yeah, with this in mind, this is a very actionable, and aspirational episode for Game Masters, I think.
Yeah, and obviously,
unless you're all out there doing it already.
Well, there's that too.
And we're, you know, we're telling...
we're late to the party.
Yeah, we're late to the party and all the other Game Masters know to do this every fucking time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's gonna look different for every group, and, you know, if you think this is a good idea, you know, easing into it is probably better than just being like, alright guys, new rule, now the first 10 minutes of role-playing will be this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, that's also jarring in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something to think about, and I think it's an interesting theory or
idea. It starts out as a thought exercise. Like, imagine the act of role playing as some sort of, you know, sport or like athletic event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you would want to be properly warmed up for, one, so you don't hurt yourself. There's not really a risk of that. The risk is just like you do a terrible job. And then also peak performance. It's the same risk, different metaphor.
Yes.
But anyway. All right. Okay, so yeah, we talked about your brain is a muscle too. Stretching and warming up can be good for it. We talked about
cold. And then you talked start. About how your brain's not actually a muscle. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Hmm. I mean, it's not. It's something different. It's brain matter. It's its own tissue, as far as I know. I don't think there's anything else that's made of the same stuff.
My brain.
Yeah. Brains.
Monkey brains.
Plural. Yeah, all brains. all brains, but they're not muscle or bone or fat or any of the other kinds of tissue. I definitely know other kinds of tissue. I'm not stopping there because I've run out of tissues that I can name.
Sorry, I interrupted you in front of your during your recap.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about the cold start. We talked about how our sessions commonly begin with, you know, a good half hour of like one hangout, like how you been, what you been up to, silly thing, whatever, and then recapping previous sessions, getting everyone on the same page, and then a like, you know, it's not a It's a crappy old car with a bad transmission. It's not a fancy race car that just takes off right away. That first little bit of role-playing is usually rocky and awkward as people get into it, and it takes a little while before the game master, like, asks you to do something in character that you really lock into. So, with the idea that it is... that it's going to take a little bit to get past that, then why not be intentional about that? And then we talked about the concept of warming up, the different ways that you can, in a low stakes, you know, you're not risking anything, you're not fighting monsters, you're not, you know, climbing a dangerous cliff face, and there shouldn't be any negative penalization at stake.
But a
time to like riff as characters in character, you know, kind of bridging the gap between the end of the last session and what you're going to do this time. Intention. Mm-hmm. Intentionally giving that space and that time and prompting it from your players.
And you don't have to do it like in character or like in the worlds of the campaign or whatever. You can do it with, like, you know, silly little improv games, mm-hmm. you know, that's just like, you know, everybody go around and say a word and we're going to make a sentence.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Anything to activate your brain and, like, stimulate your noggin.
Yeah. I mean...
So that's going to do it for this episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Cosmo, the first head. That's the wrong side of the card.
Yeah. I don't say what head I am, I don't think, at all in the outro. Or even name. Yeah, no. We just say 2HGM. That's all. Head on over to 2HGM.com if you like anything that you hear and you want to see what else we got. First thing is Afterlife, our post-apocalyptic role-playing game. Available on DriveThruRPG. The first thing you'll see is a nifty little banner ad for that, as well as a link to our Patreon and some downloadable other goodies.
And don't forget, we're trashing the website. Nobody ever goes there, so all our shit's going to be on Patreon, so if you don't know how to find your way there, best learn.
It's Patreon, yeah. So, I think that about do it. Join us next time for another episode of Two-Headed Game Master. Thank you to the Burning Saviors for the use of the song Pond Hillow's Finest as the intro and outro to our show. And we'll see y'all next time. I'll see you first.